Metropolitan Mayors Consortium is advising that state leaders issue a stay-at-home order for the entire state of Oregon. The MMC issued this advisory today as cities all across the country.
25 Metro Portland area mayors demand action on the coronavirus from Oregon Governor Kate Brown. Coin 6 reporter Dan Tilkin has been tracking this strangely developing story since a Friday night press conference left everyone confused. It is Monday, March 23rd, and this is the Coin Podcast Network coverage of the coronavirus pandemic.
From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin 6 digital exclusive.
All right, Dan, so Oregon Governor Kate Brown has so far resisted calls for increased restrictions on personal freedoms and some sort of shelter-in-place order. It's Monday morning. What's going on?
And this is fascinating. If this wasn't such a serious time in our lives and history right now, obviously life and death, this would be fascinating, get out the popcorn, political theater. But this is very, very serious, and so we have to analyze it in that light. She hasn't wanted to issue a draconian, you stay at home, shelter in place order, and everyone was kind of good with that. But then as things have ramped up here, we've had the mayors turn on her, 25 mayors, including the mayor of Portland, the mayor of Lake Oswego, the mayor of Gresham, the mayor of Beaverton, saying you have got to issue a shelter in place or stay home order. This is very, very strange because you have these people that are normally political allies, most of them, almost all of them Democrats, who are usually on the same page, and here they are not on the same page. And you have to wonder how much longer can she hold out. Even if she believes to her core that is what she should do, just politically, how much longer can she hold out? Well, one of the theories that I'm hearing is that it's far more powerful to have people do things on their own. And the idea was if you get people to volunteer to do this, you'll get more buy-in. And when you have more buy-in, then you don't have to spend all these resources chasing people around and forcing them to comply. And then you can use your limited resources on trying to be proactive in other areas.
Well, obviously, when you look at the pictures we've seen from the coast this weekend and from the gorge this weekend, there wasn't a lot of buy-in.
The pictures of people at the coast, that video of car after car after car after car for miles along the coast, people parked there. And you think, oh, my goodness, somebody's got to do something about this.
If not everybody's going to buy into this, eventually, I guess, according to these 25 metro area mayors, somebody's got to step in and say something. What is it these mayors want the governor to do?
They want the governor to issue a stay-at-home order. I don't know how legally binding, how draconian they want that to be. Like, if you don't, we're sending the police. But they want her to issue something that carries more power. What's interesting is Washington's governor hasn't done that either. And usually Brown, Kate Brown, follows Inslee. Inslee does something, and then Kate Brown does it a little while later, because Washington obviously is farther along in this.
Washington is among the places that's getting this the worst. It's where the first case was. It's got the highest death toll, at least as of now. Why hasn't Inslee enacted something like that?
I don't know. I think it goes back to, my theory is back to what I was discussing before. They are hoping for buy-in. They're hoping for people to volunteer to do this on their own so you're not chasing people around. And then sometimes you risk civil disobedience. There's people that say, you're not going to tell me what to do.
Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler obviously feels Oregon Governor Kate Brown is waiting too long to do this, and Sunday basically issued an ultimatum, do something or I will. What effect would something that Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler have to say about stay at home do if it doesn't have any statewide support?
Fascinating. I'm not sure what legal authority he has to do that under the Oregon Constitution, under the city charter. There must be some sort of authority, but how far it goes, I don't know. But it would be a huge slap in the face to Governor Brown, and for him to go out of his lane, so to speak, and to call her out, that is a big, big deal, and I think it's going to have repercussions for years to come, politically speaking.
Would it be your guess that those other 24 mayors follow suit?
Wouldn't surprise me at all. Wouldn't surprise me at all. We keep seeing different mayors declare states of emergency, Warrington mayor.
Best guess, what's Oregon Governor Kate Brown going
to
do?
I think she caves to the pressure. I don't think she can hold out much longer. If it was just some mayors in small towns in different parts of the state, maybe eastern Oregon or lower in the valley, but I think when you've got the 25 mayors of the metro area, your bulk of your population, calling her out. I mean, they didn't just send her a letter. They sent her a letter and told everybody about it. And then the mayor of Portland's been tweeting about it.
Dan Tilken, thank you for spending some time with me.
You're welcome.
Stay safe.
You too.
Oregon state parks are officially closing on Monday. It comes after the gorge and coastal communities were overrun over the weekend by visitors, despite state officials asking everyone to stay home. Today was supposed to be the first day of spring break for hundreds of thousands of school kids. Instead, it is the first day of the second week of a school shutdown that, in our area, has already been extended through April. Like the school year, spring vacation plans have been victimized by the coronavirus pandemic. State and amusement parks are closed, flights are canceled, and millions of American families are being told to stay home. I talked to Coin6 News anchor Jenny Hansen about how she and her husband are dealing with their two daughters at home and what she found out about one organization that is trying to save the school year.
Jenny, you've never been shy about talking about your two daughters. What is it like having them at home right now?
They, I'm sure, love being at home, and not, at least my children love being at home and not having to go to school. Even as a working parent, I would say it's a little torturous because they're always there. I mean, they can't even go on play dates. We can't even like push them off on someone else right now because that's not safe, obviously. So they are with us all the time. It's a lot for a lot of parents right now. I've seen on my Facebook feed a lot of moms posting about their wine intake increasing at night with dinner.
As a parent, how are you planning for the long haul?
We have started looking into what we can do online as far as the schooling, and I don't mean through the district, because Beaverton, like most of the public school districts, they're just simply not set up for this. They've been, you know, throwing out assignments and saying, hey, do this or work on this. But as far as like an online school program, they just are not equipped for that. So we've been looking around at different resources, because there are companies out there that have certain courses online or classes, because, you know, I mean, the kids think it's great. They think they get this time off, but we don't want them to like lose everything that they have learned up to this point, or be behind, you know, whenever they do go back, if they do go back. I don't know. They're saying the end of April, but who knows at this point.
To that point, you talked to a woman named Kristen Elizabeth. She's a teacher from Sherwood who's doing some pretty cool stuff.
Well, yeah, it's a cool program. So she teaches for this program called OutSchool, and it is all online based. And she teaches creative writing and performing arts. She's been doing this for 3 years now, because, you know, there are a lot of kids who do homeschooling who were doing this before it became the thing to do during a pandemic. Basically, they offer all of these, like, there's like 10,000, more than 10,000 classes that they offer online. And obviously she's one of, you know, many teachers around the country. She just happens to live in our area, and they teach, I mean, all sorts of things. I mean, her specialty is creative writing and performing arts. One of the courses was related to Harry Potter. You know, that's something like my 10-year-old would be into. So given that there's over 10,000 courses, there's going to be stuff that appeals to all kids. And I know with OutSchool, they're offering some free classes. I mean, OutSchool is a business, but they're offering free classes right now because they know so many kids and families are affected by this. They're giving away overall like $100,000 worth of these online classes. I think actually it's more than that now, because they've raised money they've gotten donations to do this. Yeah, so it's really cool. I mean, you go to their OutSchool website. I know we have a link to that on coin.com. If parents want to find some of those courses and something that might keep their kids interested and engaged, you know, while they're at home. I have to be honest, I never thought about this until like 3 days ago. I mean, you know, initially when they said the schools are going to be closed through March 31st, when Governor Brown said that, I thought, okay, well, that's only an extra week. So, you know, it's fine. I mean, we're looking at, they're saying the end of April. A lot of people are thinking that's not even going to happen and we might not go back at all this school year. You know, you got to do something. Kids like structure. And while my kids might tell you they would prefer to just sleep in and, you know, watch YouTube all day, I think in the end, they know they'll be better off if they do have some sort of a routine. And that would include some sort of online schooling.
You're a working parent household. What advice would you have for other working parents?
You know, our kids are home and we're doing the best we can to like keep them safe and also, you know, productive. But we're trying to be as safe as we can. I know my husband and I, Joe, because we're the ones that are going in and out of the house and we're going to work and we're going to the store to get groceries. So we're just trying to take all the steps that we can take to, you know, make sure we're not bringing anything into the house. Like, I think routine is the biggest thing. I mean, we had them kind of write out a routine yesterday for themselves. And I think that's the biggest help as far as this goes. Because, like I said, I think that kids do thrive on some sort of structure. So even if you're a working parent and you aren't home all day, you know, just knowing, checking in with them on FaceTime and texting to make sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing is really all you can do.
Jenny, thank you for spending some time with me. Stay safe.
Thank you. You too.
Also making headlines Monday morning, Sunday afternoon, President Trump said he had authorized the National Guard to deploy in some states, including Washington and California, to help local authorities handle the coronavirus pandemic. That does it for today. Stay safe, practice good social distancing, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
The Coin 6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin 6 podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.